The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gary weighing in saying, I love how Rogers lives rent-free in all of your heads. Gary. Gary, are you kidding me? This is national news. In what world are we fabricating something to just talk about Rogers, Gary? Gary!
Wouldn't it be great if you could ask a woman what she's thinking?
What a world that would be if you could just ask a woman what she's thinking.
You know, instead, I'm like a detective. I gotta pick up clues. The whole thing's a murder investigation.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gary!
I got a lot of space in my head. I'll rent it out.
You're like, is there a market for that?
Yeah, I want to give it to Gary, though. That guy's got something going on you don't want.
I swear, I have absolutely no idea what women are thinking. I don't get it, okay? I admit, I'm not getting the signals. I am not getting it.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chairs stack it just
like. What do you want to talk about today, buddy?
Whatever you want.
Appreciate the assist.
I want to know how Gabe's doing in Vegas with his golf.
Yeah, but we can't call him right now.
No, but I can look online because they post the scores.
Oh, please do.
Since he's not here, I think we can call Gabe a choker.
I'm under the impression now that you've already looked at the scores.
No, but every time he goes out, he's like, I feel good, I'm great. Finish 56 out of 64.
You think the pressure gets to him?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen him golf. He's very good. Very good. But when the cameras are on, that's all I'm saying.
Is this a golf tournament that he's in Vegas?
Yeah, big money, cash.
I didn't
probably
know that.
Winners walk away with probably, I don't know, $5,000. Oh. I used to play in this a ton with my guys when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tournament. Cheap, Vegas, great courses. People cheat like a mug, especially people from way up north. You know, you got the old vanity handicappers.
I don't understand. Is it just the honor system?
Yes.
You don't have anybody out there like monitoring your stroke, so you just kind of say what you shot?
No, what they do is you have to put your handicap in. So people that are, there's vanity and then there's reverse vanity, which I also know. So they'll say for a tournament like this, they're a 22 when they're actually a 12. So they're getting an extra 6 strokes. And then that 22 will miraculously shoot a 78.
Yeah, they'll have their best day.
Let me tell you what, a 22 cannot shoot a 78. Okay, and then I played with the other handicappers who are probably 12s but claim they're a 4. And, you know, I played with one guy a bunch where he would shoot 86, 84, 81, and then play with his wife and shoot 71. Whoa! Wow, you got it in ya. So.
Can we look up Gabe's scores? I don't think we can call him until, I mean, can we call him at 8? That'd be 6. He's normally up at 6. Has his body adjusted by now? It's Thursday. He's been out there since Sunday.
I don't think Gabe sleeps.
Well, he has to sleep.
No, but I mean, during the football season, he'll be doing national ESPN from 1 in the morning till 4 in the morning. That can't be fun.
No.
Can it?
No.
Gabe's been like zero dark 30. He's been, hearing from him has been quite spaced out and usually once a day max.
I thought he did respond in our group text to something.
Yes, the Keyshawn Nixon thing.
Well, it was too much money or something like
that.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, I'm in other group chats with Gabe. You get about one a day.
He said, hopefully they don't ban kickoffs in the next 3 years when we were talking about the Keyshawn Nixon thing. And, well, got to be honest, guys, that's about it. That's all we've gotten from the old Gabe Neitzel. this week while he's in Vegas. I didn't know that he was in a tournament. I just thought, assumed he was going to Vegas and he was going to play golf because, well, Gabe that's plays golf.
He like, works and I plays golf.
Thought that that's how it worked. I didn't realize that he had like, you know, a shot to win some money and come back.
This is a, yeah, great
Are you
tournament.
Googling the rest of the, you're Googling
yeah,
it right now?
I can
now.
Only find okay. 223.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking of Vegas, I saw this clip on social media. I don't even know if Joshy has it, so I don't want to put him on the spot and be like, pull it up. But it's a girl and she's sitting in the airport after her trip to Vegas. And she says to the camera, if your fiance was in Vegas at this hotel on this day for his bachelor party, he cheated on you. She says, it was well known throughout the bachelor party that he had hooked up with a woman there. I even went over and tested the waters, tried to get his Instagram handle. She goes on to say his name rhymes with Pat Smadams, which is not a lot of variations, to be perfectly honest, off of Pat Smadams. What is it? Matt Adams? Like, I'm just taking a stab in the dark here. I think I nailed it. And the internet is divided, Chew, on whether or not that was okay or not, whether or not that was inbounds, fair or foul, for a young lady to jump on the old TikTok on her way home from Vegas and say that she knows that a guy cheated on his fiance.
First of all, she's a redhead. That's the first thing I noticed. Second thing, I'm like,
I did not think that was going to come into play here. I'm fascinated by this.
Is it spite because maybe he was after her friend and she's all bent out of shape? I don't know. I would say out of bounds.
Like stay in your lane or
stay in your lane,
mind your business type of thing.
Like, did she explain why she's doing it?
I think she's just trying to be a good
fidelity
Samaritan.
Police here,
she's
or?
The fidelity police. That's right. Okay. She is.
I think it's funny.
You're just glad it didn't happen to you.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's sort of like a vigilante justice thing, isn't it? It's like
Yeah, but some of her facts were wrong. She's like, I think it happened on this date. If you're going to go that far, you got to know everything.
You got to nail it.
You got a hair color, eyes, height, weight, time, hotel.
Yeah. I feel like you almost had to have been there. Or, you know what I mean? Like, to me, it's a little bit hearsay. Now, if I'm the fiance and I'm seeing this, am I doing some investigating? Absolutely. Am I asking my fiance, Pat Smadams, point blank.
Lie detector?
Did this happen? Don't you think women are human lie detectors?
Yes.
If you know your spouse or partner well enough, you know their tics, you know their tendencies.
Yes.
All of a sudden you're like, you busted.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this. Because on one hand, I kind of love that the woman now can dig into it and can see. On the other hand, it's like, there's a lot of ways this could go sideways, aren't there? You know, first of all.
What was it on? Was it on TikTok?
It was on TikTok.
Okay. Does everyone have TikTok?
I don't have TikTok.
Joshy?
I have one. I do not post on it. I just use it to look at things.
You scroll through?
Yes.
You're a scroller.
Is it because TikTok is a young thing? A young, like a 20s, teens type thing?
I know that my kid is on Snapchat the most. That's the app of choice for him. Okay. I don't know what that means for TikTok. I just know that if he had to power rank his social media apps, it would go Snapchat one, Gap, everything else. But the question that was raised, which I think is a good one in this situation, again, a woman who went to Vegas and went on TikTok saying that she knows that a gentleman cheated on his fiance and she was giving a public service announcement apparently to the fiance. Why didn't you just DM her? Why didn't you just go to his Instagram profile, which you apparently were able to get, and then find the fiance via, you know, some picture.
Well, there's got to be a lot of Matt Adams along. Around.
She said she went and talked to him to get his Instagram handle.
Oh.
So then she had his Instagram handle.
Okay.
Just mind your own business. That's all this is.
Well, you're saying what she should have done.
Yeah. Like, obviously it's bad if someone's cheating on their significant other while they're in Vegas, but you don't know the guy. You didn't see it happen. You don't have really any evidence it happened other than other people talking to each other. So now you're going to go online and throw out accusations which have incorrect information on it and potentially ruin someone's life for something that might not have been true at all.
But she was baiting him. That's what she said in her little video.
Which makes it worse.
That she went over and
test the waters.
Yeah, test the waters.
See, she probably thinks that makes it better. Because it wasn't an unsubstantiated claim. It wasn't just hearsay. She went over to see if she dropped a line in the water, if he would bite. That's why she probably, I'm telling you from a woman's perspective, she probably thinks that that makes it better. She didn't just hear something through the telephone game and then push it out there. She went over to see if he seemed like a willing participant. And according to her, he seemed like a willing participant.
My guess is he banged her friend and she's all bent out of shape. And that's why she ratted. I'm just saying. That's what it feels like to me, Joshy.
Something feels not right. I can tell you that for certain. It doesn't... Like, I'm sure we've all been in situations where a friend or someone we know has found out that there's potential cheating. That doesn't go the way it often people think it will, where they, like, stop the relationship.
No.
A lot of times...
They stop the friendship.
Yes, it turns on you because it... If it's right or not, they accuse you of being a liar and trying to ruin their relationship, all that. So the fact that you're just going to put this out here, so now if somebody by that name was in Vegas at this time, they're now dealing with this with, like, we're supposed to contact this woman and then they're going to communicate. How much of it's going to be true, recalled correctly? Like, what exactly?
And I was just going to say, everybody's drinking in Vegas.
Yeah.
How much can you trust your recall? And I'm being serious.
No,
like,
I know.
When you're drinking and you're drinking a lot, which again, not saying that everybody drinks a lot, but most people do when they're in Vegas. You know, can you trust your recall? Can you trust what you've seen? Can you trust what you've heard? Also, you don't know the dynamic of their relationship. Maybe they have a situation where that's allowed. Like, it's distinctly possible, right? People have open relationships, or people have.
There's a name for it now.
There is.
Yeah.
Polyamory.
No, with the dating scene. I don't know. I can't keep up with this stuff.
Well, thanks for throwing it out there.
There is a name for it. We're like, oh, we're dating, but we can still throttle.
Non-exclusive?
I don't know. It's too much for me at 55. I just...
What do you want to know? Are you getting married or not getting married? Is that the stage?
Yes.
Like, don't talk to me about anything until we get a ring on the finger. I had that happen to me, Joshy, years and years ago. So probably like 2007-ish, my boyfriend slash fiance at the time told me that one of his buddies was cheating on his girlfriend, right? This is my husband, Sean. And so I went to her and was like, hey, I don't know how to tell you this, but it sounds like this is happening. And she didn't believe me for a second. And I'm like, look, I don't know. I'm just going off of what I was told by my partner.
Yeah, yeah.
And she ended the friendship like that. What? Like that.
Really?
It was over. And I tried a number of times to be like, listen, I just was trying to like have your back. I was just trying to let you know what I had heard. So in case you wanted to act upon it. Nope. You know what she did? Married him.
Are they still married?
Yep.
I stay out. I'm out. You know
what
I mean?
That's exactly what I do. Yes.
Are you out?
I have no interest in getting involved in that. On any level. I've seen it go wrong way too many times. I've seen things end up where maybe the information you got wasn't totally correct. There was some miscommunication there. It's not my business.
Now, I'm with you, Joshy, but I don't mind sitting in the bleachers and watching it happen to other people. I'm not going to lie. I don't mind drama.
Yeah, of course not. I just don't want to be the person pushing
it. No, so that's the problem, is that Chewy's not the person who makes the TikTok, but he definitely encouraged the woman to make the TikTok.
I will forward it, yes. Has it gone viral?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's everywhere.
So, she's going to find out.
I believe she already has. I believe there was a follow-up on it that said that the woman in question, the woman to whom the video was intended for, did see the video and has, you know...
Responded?
I don't know. I haven't seen a response. But she's aware of it, and the guy's name is out there, and there are follow-ups and all. Because that's the thing. Like, everybody loves to, like, follow the soap opera, right?
Sure.
Follow the thread and see where it goes. The two choices were... yes, you should let someone know if their spouse or fiance, significant other, is cheating. And the other was mind your business. And I think that you guys are in the mind your business category.
See, yes.
Hold on. Do you regret telling the ex-friend?
I don't know. Would we still be friends? Who knows?
Peripheral friend?
We were very good friends.
Ooh.
Very, very good friends.
What makes this particularly interesting to me is the fact that it's a complete stranger, and you're just kind of diming out somebody anywhere out there. When it comes to friends or close relatives, things of that nature, you can at least justify because you care about this person, you don't want them to be making bad decisions. But when it's just somebody you ran into in Vegas and their relationship, you're just somebody looking for drama and virality.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Well, yeah, she went searching for it.
When there's an option to direct message the person.
Yes.
If you were able to find the guy's Instagram, then I feel like you could pretty easily find his fiance's Instagram and you could have just sent her a note like, hey, girl. Right?
What are the chances that this something like this happened to the girl and she's just scorned? She's out to...
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Do you know people like
I'm
that?
I'm trying to decide if I'm an outer or not. Like in some situations,
well, you already are.
Yeah. No, wait, Jen.
Anymore, okay? I'm trying to decide if I'm an outer anymore. I think I am. I think I'm an outer. I think if I see you misbehaving,
no, I'm not. But I like watching.
Well, now we need to know. We got to keep our secrets extra closer on that one. Next thing you know, she's going to be spreading things.
Well, don't have secrets.
I have so little secrets. It's not.
I know. I'm such an open book.
Boring.
Like, if you want to know something, I'll probably tell you.
Yeah, I can't. It's impossible for me to keep a secret because my brain tells me, did they say not to tell them or to tell them? Uh-huh. I get very confused.
All right, we've got Jason Wilde coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll talk a little bit of Packers. Not a lot of movement in the last couple of days. Still things to be excited about. But we did hear from one national media member that Jordan Love was the biggest free agency winner. Do you agree? Was Jordan Love the biggest free agency winner? We'll get into that with Jason Wilde and more right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Ready, down, put.
All Packers, all the time.
He has come light years in the last 2 months, and people should be over the moon excited about that.
Okay, most of the time.
Almonds specifically, or all nuts?
Well, these nuts, those nuts, whatever nuts work.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, brought to you by Boucher Automotive. With 16 different new car brands and over 35 pre-owned brands to choose from, Boucher Automotive, we are driven by you.
He is Jason Wilde, and we are thrilled to have him this morning. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm thrilled to be here.
So, do you think that the Packers are pretty much done in free agency now, or do you think they could still snag another player or two over the next few days?
No, I don't think they're done. I don't know if it'll be over the next few days, though. I there are a lot of really good football players that are still available at probably discounted prices, and I love a good bargain, and Chewy loves a good bargain.
Mm-hmm.
And Goody loves a good bargain. So, yeah, I think that, look, they're not set at safety, that's for sure. And I would think that there would be some, whether it's re-signing Rudy Ford, who is the one safety out of the three that were full-fledged free agents that did not get a deal, as both Darnell Savage and Jonathan Owens are gone now. If it's him or if it's someone of that ilk, right? Like, remember, Jonathan Owens, who played some pretty good football for them. They picked him up on a one-year deal for next to nothing, pretty far into free agency. He had started 17 games the previous year for the Texans. So there are still plenty of safeties. I mean, the safety market just was flooded with veteran players who were released. So I don't think they're done. I think they're probably on pause. And now, you know, even think about the Packers free agents. Like, I think Yosh Nijman's going to get an okay contract from somebody and have a chance to go start somewhere. So those types of players are plentiful still, and they still have some holes. And you don't want to have to go into the draft next month going, oh, we got to draft the safety because all we got was Xavier McKinney. And so, yeah, I think there's probably some more signings to come, but nothing that you'll be like, wow, I can't believe they got him necessarily.
Jason, a couple scale questions here, okay? So if
scale, like how much you weigh,
you'll get it once. Yeah. So if Darnell Savage is a 6.5, McKinney is a what?
I haven't watched him play closely enough to speak too definitively, but I've watched some of him now because of their signing of him. I don't know. He's potentially a 8.5 or a 9. Like I.
So he's I that. Think he's you think he's that much better than? And that's about what I think.
Yeah, I mean that again. That's a somewhat educated guess. Like, you know, I have not gone back on NFL Plus and watched all 17 Giants games to see how good he is. I still don't. You know, I saw a quote from Joe Shane, the Giants general manager, where basically, you know, his explanation for letting Saquon Barkley and Xavier McKinney out the door is that he doesn't believe that running back and safety are premium positions in the NFL in 2024, and that premium positions include pass rusher, which is why he was willing to give up a draft pick to acquire Brian Burns and then sign him to a $141 million deal. So, you know, again, I don't necessarily subscribe to that theory. And by all indications from people that know more about football than I do, McKinney, because he is only 24 years old, he'll be 25, I think, before the season starts. But this is a guy who is coming off a rookie contract. This is the type of free agent that Goody loves, but it's also the type of free agent that is really smart to pay, because you're hoping and believing that most of their really good football is still very much ahead of them. And he's only been in the league 4 years. He was obviously a premium draft pick in the second round, you know, 4 years ago. To me anyway, this is the kind of guy that has the potential to really be a good player. Now he's got to do it. And they're paying him to do it. $68 million for safety is a hell of a lot. And, mm-hmm. and when Homer is mentioning him in the same sentence as Reggie White, that's probably a little far-fetched. But the bottom line is that they paid him premium money. They view that position as a premium position in Jeff Hafley's defense. And now we're going to find out if that was money well spent.
And then if Aaron Jones is an 8, Josh Jacobs is a what?
8.
So you think it's a wash, huh?
Well, so I think it's a 3-year age difference wash, yeah. Right? Like, mm-hmm. And look, they're different players. I was working on a story last night about this, and then I was reading Bill Huber's piece at SI.com where he kind of compared some different statistical measures of those two guys. And look, for instance, like Josh Jacobs catches the ball effectively out of the backfield, but it's mostly screen passes and checkdowns, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't think you're going to line him up in the slot and have him just cook a nickelback on a choice route and go score a touchdown, right? So they've got different skill sets. Aaron Jones is going to be, first of all, I still think other than maybe Isaiah, the fight doctor, Ferdy Pacheco. I don't know if there's many other backs that really hit the hole as explosively as Jones, but you don't want to run him between the tackles 20 times in a game either. I mean, I think he injured his knee on a run between the tackles, if I remember, against the Chargers. Like, you have to obviously use him in ways that are to his strengths, which is a zone scheme or getting the edge. So they're different types of players. I saw in Bill's story, he had a quote from one scout who called the swap weird and didn't think that it was an upgrade. So again, I'm not saying that this is a bad move. I'm not saying that Aaron Jones at age 29, I mean, it's still crazy that, like, you know, part of this narrative is, oh, he's over the hill or he's injury prone. You know how many games Aaron Jones missed the last 5 years? 10. Do you know how many games Josh Jacobs missed the last 5 years? 10. So please miss me with the Aaron Jones is injury prone narrative. I think if Josh Jacobs signing stands on its own, it's a very good signing. The guy led the NFL in rushing 2 years ago. He is a talented cat. I don't want our view of Aaron Jones to downgrade the quality of what Josh Jacobs is and what he can bring them. I just, you know, the reporting on what they offered Aaron Jones, though, like, I just cannot rectify or reconcile the fact that Goody gets up there on February 1st and tells us that, you know, absolutely we expect him back. And then their final offer reportedly was below $4 million a year.
Mm.
And he was scheduled to make 11, and guys like Swift and Pollard and some other guys that may move teams are averaging 8 a year, and you're giving $14.8 million in the first year to Jacobs. Like, I still believe this reminds me, and again, I get so much grief for, oh, Wilde loves Jordy Nelson. But Jordy Nelson, the last year of his, this is part of Goody's MO, is to, and I there's no other way for me to describe it, but apparently it's to offer veteran Packers Hall of Fame level players insulting contracts so they have no choice but to turn them down if they have any pride whatsoever. Jordy Nelson wanted to return when they cut him in 18, and their offer to him was 1 year for $2 million.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is why Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers were so pissed off after that happened. And Jordy, because he loved it here so much, was going to take it. And both those guys were like, look, man, you can't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you deserve better than that. And so, again, I think Aaron Jones is going to have as much success with the Vikings? I don't. I don't know what the heck they're doing with Sam Darnold potentially as their starting quarterback. But my point is that, and I said this on our show, I just think that there are certain guys that are worth the, instead of get them, it's better to get rid of them a year too early than a year too late. There are certain guys that deserve, you know what, this guy's special enough and means enough to us that it's okay if we get rid of him a year too late. And I don't think if you keep Aaron Jones on this team this year, it's getting rid of him too late. And I would have loved to have seen, with the amount of salary cap space they have created, including by moving on from Devondre Campbell and David Bakhtiari, et cetera. David Bakhtiari doesn't merit that. With his injuries, this was the right thing to do. I would not criticize this one iota, and I love David. But I really wish that Tausch's interpretation of the Josh Jacobs signing in real time was the truth, and that was that he thought they were going to pair the two of them together. Because I would have that offense, I would have loved to have covered that offense.
Jason,
with
I'm
Josh Jacobs.
I gotta tell you, I'm gonna kill Chew. I'm gonna absolutely kill him. I told him headed into this segment, do not let him unspool on Aaron Jones. I told him that. I said, do not get Jason started on Aaron Jones. Did I say that to you or did I not say that to you?
You did.
I did. And first freaking question out of your mouth. And I'm sitting here going, no, no, Chewy, no. Like, I want to swat you. I want to swat you on the nose with a newspaper.
She
so
got
bad.
Mad at me.
So bad. Because I know how passionate Jason is about this. You talked about this on our show on Tuesday. You have talked about it on your show. I think your position is well stated, Jason. But I know that you feel very strongly about this and that you kind of unspool. Yeah, unspool.
Oh, I don't think that's the word you were going to use.
I did want to ask you about A.J. Dillon, because Ian Rapoport's report makes it seem like the Packers are still interested in him. Is that fair or unfair?
Yeah, Ian's very good at his job, so if he's reporting that they still have interest, then they still have interest. But I know there are other teams involved, too. And again, if A.J. Dillon, whose family, whose wife is from here, who is the mayor of Door County, even though Door County is not a town, so I don't know how he can be the mayor. If he wants to come back and he's willing to take a very low price to do it, then apparently the door is still open.
Yeah, they've got the Giants on the list, the Colts on the list, the Cowboys on the list, but the Packers as well. I think Packers fans have pretty much, you know, are resigned to the fact that AJ Dillon will not be back. So this to me was a little bit of a surprise that perhaps the Packers were still in the mix for AJ Dillon. I don't know how his style and Josh Jacobs' style complement each other. Can you have two of those type of like bruising downhill backs?
I guess if you think that Emmanuel Wilson, or you're going to, I expect them to draft the back. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember, I don't want to get off on a rant here.
Oh, I did not say
Aaron
Jones
was a fifth round, right? You, because you censored yourself. Let's not play word games or unspooled.
For the record, when I am when I'm mentoring young broadcasters and I'm talking about giving live reports, I use the word unspool when it's gotten away from them. Right? They can't land the plane. They just, things are just kind of, you're circling and you're circling and you're circling, and now you've gone three times around the airport, and now we just need to get the sucker on the ground.
Is that you? Is that you mentoring me? Is that what you're doing?
No, not at all. But I'm saying that's why I use the word unspool.
Just put the shovel down. You interrupted me because you didn't want to hear my answer anymore. That's fine.
Your answer, Jason! Jason, I heard your answer on Tuesday. I heard your answer on Wildy and Tausch.
Not everyone listens every day.
Chewy wasn't. So, that's the reality. Chewy's attention was like locked in.
I was very interested.
Thanks, Chew. I appreciate you, buddy.
All right, Jason. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Do you, though? All right. I'll talk to you later.
Really do. If you missed any of Jason's appearance, you can hear it on Tuesday. You can hear it on Tuesday.
This is drama we like.
He also told us,
Joshy,
his position on the Aaron Jones situation.
I'm sorry.
I told you.
I know you did, but I
couldn't. Let me ask you a question. Was it the third minute?
I couldn't remember if you said ask him about Aaron Jones or don't ask him.
Or the fifth minute of the response where you started to realize perhaps you had taken a wrong turn. I'm trying to find one of my reads here this morning. You guys have heard me talk about Professional Construction Inc. over the years, and we have enjoyed having them with our home projects. As you might know, Dario and I, well, things crop up around the house. And so when they do and we can't handle them, we call our friends over at PCI, and they can be the answer to those issues for you. Whether it's a home addition or a remodeling project, or maybe you are thinking about building a whole brand new home, PCI's team is here for you. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships. Professional Construction Inc. is also growing and hiring carpenters to lead field crews. If you want to learn more about what PCI can do for you, just go to their website. It's ProfessionalConstructionInc.com, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense,
Why did we drink the Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid, and we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you missed any of Jason Wilde's appearance here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, you can find it on Wisconsin On Demand, wherever you get your podcasts. I didn't even get to ask him about this Jordan Love sound from Emmanuel Acho. Emmanuel Acho, who works on Fox Sports, was asked, who is the biggest free agency winner? And Acho said it was Jordan Love. Listen to this.
I think the biggest winner of NFL free agency today, Jordan Love. I'm not going to talk about an organization. I'll talk about a person. Jordan Love last year, we saw him grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. Remember, the Packers weren't even convinced in Jordan Love last year, so they've signed him to that hybrid long-term, hybrid short-term. We'll give you a two-year deal because we don't necessarily want to pick up your option. And he took them to the playoffs, won a playoff game, went to Dallas and dismantled the Dallas Cowboys at home, where the Cowboys, I believe Dave Hellman, had won maybe 16 or so consecutive games.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That's what Jordan Love did. Yeah. But now imagine Jordan Love having Josh Jacobs in the backfield. Now, Aaron Jones is a dude.
He is a dude.
But Josh Jacobs, in my mind, can play the part of A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones without having to be subbed out. He has the punch and power of A.J. Dillon, and he has the speed of Aaron Jones. And then defensively, you add Xavier McKinney, who, though he's made some foolish decisions off the field, on the field, Xavier McKinney at safety is an absolute beast, an absolute animal. I love what the Packers have done, most specifically for Jordan Love.
He's one of them. I wouldn't say he's the only one. I mean, if you look at, and I know it's in the AFC, but if you look at Baltimore getting Henry, mm-hmm. to a team that was clearly the number one team in power rankings going into the playoffs and then stumbled, that helps them. Philadelphia getting Saquon Barkley. I think what it did in the NFC is kind of leveled everyone out because San Fran had to lose some players. Not a lot, but they may lose a Uke. Atlanta, I don't think they're as big a Super Bowl contender, but they got a lot better with a good roster. Green Bay clearly got better. Detroit stayed the same because they didn't really do anything in free agency, so they're a push now. And then there was one other
team. The Texans? Texans have been very active.
Texans are active. I still think, I mean, because you still expect a step back from C.J. Stroud. That's just what happens that sophomore year. Or he stays the same. So I think it just kind of leveled everything out. I don't think there's a clear-cut top team in the NFC now. I think they're kind of all the same.
This morning on Unsportsmanlike, our buddy Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, were talking about how the Bears have told you what they think of Justin Fields because they didn't go out and put pieces around him. When you have the guy that you're building your franchise around, they use C.J. Stroud as an example. You know, you can go around the league, even Jalen Hurts, when they got Jalen Hurts as the quarterback. You start to put pieces around them because you know that your window is open to win a title. Packers have done that. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, big reason why I assume Brian Gutekunst has been active in free agency this year when in other years he had not, in addition to the money being there that maybe he didn't have at his disposal. So when you talk about them going out and getting that stuff, I think it's a clear indication that Goody knows this team is primed for a Super Bowl win. This team is primed for a deep playoff run, and you don't waste time when you have the guy under center. Because you never know,
yeah.
Right? Like Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's in the news again after a report last night. But Aaron Rodgers, nobody knew that when he took the field for the New York Jets, he'd play four snaps and snap his Achilles. Like, it's so important to have the guy at that spot. So when you have it, you have to make hay.
Yeah, yes. And I believe Ron said it, like, after we lost to San Francisco in the TO playoff game, I think Ron said that stretch where they were just kind of treading water, he didn't feed Brett enough. And I think, you know what, the more I look back, I think there was a little pivot to Amon Green because Amon Green had some monster years there. And I don't know if Ron regrets that because, you know, even at the NFL back then, you had to throw the ball in order to be successful. I think he regrets that a little bit. But I'm surprised because I thought we'd do this next year. You know, I thought we'd sprinkle in some mid-level free agents and then go all in next year. But it's a different NFL. I love what he did. There's still holes to fill. I don't agree with what they said about Ocho. What Ocho said about Josh Jacobs can be both A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones. You can't. One running back cannot handle the load for 20-something games, including the playoffs.
I guess I think so they need another player. Downhill. A.J. What they wanted A.J. Dillon to
is someone,
be.
Yeah, across the board that can run inside and outside.
When we were talking to Jason a few minutes ago, Jason was making a comp between Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs, and he was using game missed as the metric. I think that's a little disingenuous. I think that games missed is fine, that it's 10 and 10, but I'm more interested in snaps and usage. And Josh, you looked it up and you couldn't find the numbers perfectly,
right,
precisely. But what was your takeaway from the snap difference between Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones during that time?
Aside from Josh Jacobs' rookie year, I believe it's at roughly 100 more snaps for Josh Jacobs every season. The year he had the led the league in rushing, it was about 200 more. So if you translate that, that's roughly two games extra he's playing on the field if you go by raw snap counts, because most running backs don't play that much unless your name's Christian McCaffrey, and he basically doesn't come off the
field. And so that was my point, was like, part of the reason why Jones, while he was available for all those games and played in all of those games, we all know that his usage was limited.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. I don't exactly know, and I've said this over and over again, exactly why his usage was limited. I know everybody wants me to think it's because he's not as durable as some of the other backs out there. But the bottom line is, from a usage standpoint, Josh Jacobs was they were able to use him more. I feel like that's a feather in his cap, is it not?
But is that a good thing?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
Yeah, no, I don't want more tread on the tires, especially after seeing Jones's resurgence at the end of the year and how fresh he was. That's why I think you still need another quality back behind him. And I don't think you go out in free agency and get him. Obviously,
in the draft.
You find him in the draft.
They're going to look for another Aaron Jones. They're not gonna get another big guy.
But the more you look at it now, because you remember there was a time these last couple of years we're clamoring like, get him more involved, get him more involved. I agree with that, but there's a part in time where you want to get him more involved. I don't care about the everything now in major sports is trending towards the in season, the regular season is not important. The most important thing is when you get close to playoff time, your players are healthy and fresh. That's what I want. So I don't want Josh Jacobs I don't want him 35 carries a game. You know, keep him fresh, plug him in at the right time, and hit this thing running, because we saw what happened this past year.
I think you can take. You could take the games missed. The position is prone to injury more so than a lot of others because of the abuse they take. But the big difference is when you're 29 years old, most NFL teams look at, well, the injuries are going to be coming more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you age, you become more prone to even things that might not seem like it's injury-based, but like a hamstring going. And those types of injuries just become more common. Like, there's formulas that these NFL GMs and scouting departments put in age, usage, mm-hmm. like literally distance ran, weight, height. And it spits out like probabilities of re-injury and getting like sustaining injuries. It's not just we're playing a guessing game here. There is a process that these guys have established that tells you the likelihood of re-injury to a player and missing time.
Well, I can tell you. I mean, I was at my best, strongest, and fastest at 26, 27. And then after that, you feel it going the other way. And you're right with injuries. You know, the injuries, you start to get weird injuries. Like at 20, I was probably 28, 29, I tore my plantar fascia with no warning whatsoever. There's no like, this is sore, 3 games, and then you blow it. It just,
well, and again,
just went.
It's something as simple as cell regeneration, guys. It takes longer to heal.
Yeah.
You can't bounce back as quickly as you did. And I think you're right, Josh. These multi-billion dollar franchises have the computers. They have the algorithms. They have the formulas to figure out based on history. Now, are there going to be exceptions to the rules? Of course.
Derrick Henry.
But when you're making these types of decisions, it's better to know what the trends are and act accordingly. I have no issue with that. You're just taking information. You've got all these data points. If you don't do something with them, then that's negligent. I have fallen in the space of, it's sad that Aaron Jones is no longer a member of the Green Bay Packers. It would have been amazing to have both of them in the backfield for this season. Who knows what they could have done? But I also am in the camp of, I trust Goody now. And I have been trusting Goody. And I think he's making good decisions. And I think he deserves the benefit of the doubt from the fan base. And that's where I'm going to stand until he proves me egregiously wrong. Until some move is so egregiously bad, you know, and not unfortunate like an injury, and not unfortunate like, you know, something happens that was out of anyone's control. No, until he just badly, badly misses on somebody that hurts the team in the long run, I'm going to keep giving the GM the benefit of the doubt. I do think, Joshy, you're onto something here. Jordan Love is his guy. Mm-hmm. So it behooves him to put all of these pieces around his guy because it confirms his pick, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the rosters in comparison to what we saw with the end of Aaron Rodgers to the one with Jordan Love is the cupboard's not bare, but the Packers had established players and they really were just trying to plug holes any way they could because they were retaining every single player. The Packers are in the still getting better phase. This This roster isn't going
well,
to
we
be.
Well, we hope.
What? Yes, what I mean is they're still getting better, as in the players are still improving on the team, and then they are planning to keep adding and upgrading all across the board. That's why we see basically there's the running back room is totally different. The safeties are going to be not the same. The linebacker is going to have additions, and the offensive line is going to look different. They're trying to move out the old and move in with the younger guys.
Well, yeah, what they have, it seems to me, no problem with is just getting rid of guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Owens, a guy. Runyon, a guy. Yash, a guy. They feel that they can replace a guy with the chance of maybe that guy becoming more than a guy.
That was a lot of guys.
A lot of guys.
So they
they're
have guys.
Guys.
They're taking the guys out.
Yes.
With the hope that when they replace them with a guy, that guy becomes
can
more than just a guy.
Correct.
They're trying to replace guys with dudes.
And that
dudes.
Is poetry. That
yes.
was some gender poetry.
And with that, your next hang. A lot of guys at this next hangout spot, Jen. Right in Waukesha, Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch a game, play some games, and grab a drink. Bocce courts, dartboards, foosball tables, and of course, pool tables. 10 of them. Plus, Q Club Wisconsin has its best fish fries on Wednesdays and Friday nights, and you know they just pile it high. Check out the live music Saturday and stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm going to go with the corn dog, the old corn dog. The corn dog for
pierogies
the
pierogies and borscht all day long.
That's just crazy. Nobody likes borscht,
oh,
let alone
God,
on their
it's
birthday.
So good. It's the only thing that makes my mouth water, other than my wife.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home. Concrete surfaces? What concrete surfaces do I have, Jen? Oh, your garage, your patio. Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, and of course, residential homes. Floor Shield is designed to beautify and protect those concrete surfaces. So if you're pulling into your driveway and you're seeing cracks or uneven surfaces, Showtime Floors and Floor Shield is here for you. It's eco-friendly, it's non-toxic, and it's UV stable. So if you want to use it outdoors, like on your patio, it will work as well. Enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear. And if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, you'll get 10% off. Get more info by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com. That's ShowtimeFloors.com. Jam-packed first hour here of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Much more to get to. I want to know who Chewy's putting on the field from a wide receiver standpoint. Okay? You got Love, you got Jacobs, you got Kraft, you got Musgrave, you got your offensive line. If you got to pick your wide receivers, who you want out there? That's what I want to know right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.